Well, the whole thing started in July 2nd, 1947. That was the first crash.
First crash of an alien spaceship.
Of an alien spaceship. July 6th is when they recovered it. They sent it to Wright Patterson Air Force Base. July 7th is when they held a press conference and told the people with the weather balloon in which the press bought the blind sinker. September of that year, President Truman established MJ-12. The purpose of that was to study the saucers.
Airborne in a UFO, crashing the helicopter, I'm flying in a flying saucer, or flying the submarine, to Earth and hell and everything in between, pinto bean, a ramen noodle cuisine, ducking the system since I was 15, feeding the machine, down to the touch screen, but up on the widescreen, it's old school boxing like buttered bean, God's banking machine, blue hunters raise my dopamine, UFO farm machine, a scarecrow like Halloween, lighted up with kerosene, no monster as a Wolverine, New Mexican jumping bean, a new Al Pacino on stage and screen in a UFO time machine.
They're at least a half a billion years advanced from us, and probably more. They can move by thought.
Move by thought.
They can also disappear. But they can't move by thought through electromagnetic facilities. So they built this facility. There was two, one in Los Alamos, and one either Edwards or up in Tessa.
At Groom Lake, Nevada.
At Groom Lake. Now there's still one, still living.
Living in an unidentified state. War? No, this is not war. This is control of the morning star that rises in the east but sets in the west. I represent the southwest, straight from Ranchos to Taos. I am the best. Flying high, an unidentified flying object. In that respect, the visual aspect is I am the god object. Recognition through a computer vision, a code optimizer, a nuclear war advisor, a sound equalizer, straight from the synthesizer. Yeah, an independent music normalizer, a modern day Oppenheimer, left on an auto timer, hip hop vocalizer, taking hits from the vaporizer, a new gospel writer, a horn black and gold spider, brown and proud.
Well, the whole thing started July 2nd, 1947. That was the first crash.
First crash of an alien spaceship.
July 6th is when they recovered it and sent it to Wright Patterson Air Force Base. July 7th is when they held a press conference and told the people with the weather balloon in which the press bought the blind sinker. September of that year, President Truman established MJ-12. The purpose of that was to study the saucers.
Unidentified flying object, a product of child neglect. No, I don't tolerate disrespect. Landscape architect, flying over you. The secret was well kept, like a murder suspect. Crashed a spaceship and wrecked. UFO, sort subject. This is all correct. Reconnect, classifying as unidentified. Occupying the space, it's truth horrifying. Like stealing oil to supply a war. It's classifying only for the qualified, but also those that have been misidentified. Living a criminal life, high flying, misidentified. Hear the sound, I'm a flying. It's just flying, leaving you bitches crying. Like a chimichanga deep frying.
The saucers and cover up the existence of UFOs.
And you say we recovered alien bodies from that incident, right?
Four from that particular crash, yes.
And what'd they do with them?
They autopsied them. Dr. Detlef Bronk was the chief surgeon, so to speak. He was the one that named them EBEs. And it stands for extraterrestrial biological entities.